Boating season will get into full swing this holiday weekend on North Carolina's lakes and waterways. Public safety officials will be out enforcing the rules, including a new state law that stiffens penalties for boating while impaired. WFAE's David Borax reports.
This Memorial Day will be the first under Cheyenne's Law, which took effect last December. That makes it a felony instead of a misdemeanor to kill or seriously injure someone with a boat while under the influence. It's named for Cheyenne Marshall, a Concord teenager killed by a drunken boater on Lake Norman July 4th weekend 2015. Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer Stanley Joy says CMPD, the Coast Guard, and other agencies will have as many as 12 boats on Lake Wylie this weekend, double the usual number.
I'm going to concentrate on boating while impaired, which is the same, very similar to driving while impaired.
As with a car, it's illegal to operate a boat if your blood alcohol measures 0.08 or higher, says Joy. CMPD saw an uptick in impaired boating charges last year before the law took effect, but Joy says there's also a positive trend, more designated drivers. CMPD also will be checking safety equipment.
We had 7 drownings on Lake Wylie each of the last 2 years, 2 and then 3 here in Mecklenburg County, and all of them could have been prevented with a life jacket.
Boats must have properly sized life jackets for every passenger and a working fire extinguisher. Watch for similar patrols on Lake Norman by Cornelius Police and state agencies. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.